up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Up to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
And here we go once again. It's another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldie show on the air, around the world, across the globe, and right up your alley. I have no idea. Oh, man, all over the place, man. Radio stations, webcasts, podcasts, we're all over the place. Great old-time records, because that's what we play here on the Oompa Hour. Everything we play comes off genuine phonograph record here on the show, and I say we jump right into it, and we'll worry about the details later. Let's start out with the Just Because Polka. Here's Eddie Lash and his star concertina. In fact, it says right here on the record that he is the king of the concertinas, and I'm not going to argue with that. Here's Eddie. Ladies and gentlemen, is what you call some hot concertina play in there. Eddie Lash, the Just Because Polka. Here at Tim's Oompa Hour, it's your old-time oldies show. Of course, we play old-time music here on the show, in case you may have just bumped into the show this week for the very first time, and you're going, what the heck is going on there? That's what we do. We play old-time records here every week for about an hour, and we'll be back next week in the same place to do it all over again. So you may as well mark your calendars now and join us, all right? Fritz Bechtel and his orchestra now. Here is Pancho's Polka on Tim's Oompa Hour. Thank you. Hey, have it, Fritz Bechtel there, Poncho's Polka, here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show, and I don't know if you've noticed yet, we're only a couple of records into the show. This is definitely a week where I'm playing a lot of records that I have to really clean them up before I give them a spin here. I hit a box of records that maybe over the last decades hasn't been stored all that carefully, and I better play them now before the labels finish falling off or wearing off, and I can't read what's on the records anymore. Like this one. Now, you know this is a good record, though, because it says right on it that it is hi-fi. It's hi-fi, and it's also in mono. And after all, we only have one... Well, okay, we have two ears, but we only have one head, so mono ought to be plenty good for us. Here's Bernie White and his orchestra with the Tropical Mexican Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour.
Hello, cutie. What's your name?
Chiquita.
Hi, Chiquita. Tú eres bonita.
Swing. Let's dance the tropical Mexican polka. Don't you know that it's the latest thing? Let's dance the tropical Mexican polka. All at once you get into the swing. Let's dance the tropical Mexican polka. Don't you know that it's the latest thing? All that you do is sway side by side. Then start right in, hop, skip, and glide. First hug your partner, swing her all around. Do a do-si-do, then curtsy to the ground. Point your toe out, and hop, one, two, three. Skip all about, release your energy.
That's the kind of record I need. If I'm going to do any kind of dancing, there better be some guy telling me exactly what I'm supposed to be doing, or it's not going to be a pretty sight. The Tropical Mexican Polka, Bernie White and his orchestra, here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. I have the Jolly Stan Lee Orchestra on the way, but before I get to that, I wanted to read you an email that I received this week, because I thought it was interesting, and even though it's going to kind of sound like a commercial, I don't care, because it's interesting. The Pine Island Chamber of Commerce, which is Pine Island, New York, and I don't know about you, but I know that there are many states that have cities and towns known as Pine Island in them, but this is Pine Island, New York. Will hold their 8th annual Pine Island Onion Eating Contest. And I don't know if this is the kind of thing you want to mark on your calendar and head for or participate in or what. It's at the Polish Legion of American Veterans Pavilion in Pine Island, New York, coming up September 6th at the Polish Legion. It's held in cooperation with the annual Onion Festival. And they will be featuring 8-time Grammy winner Jimmy Sturr and his orchestra, who, of course, you hear right here on the Oompa Hour on a rather regular basis. The winner will get a check for $100 from the Orange County Vegetable Growers Association and a plaque sponsored by the Orange County Farm Bureau. Now, if you want to be in the onion eating contest in Pine Island, New York on September 6th, you do need to pre-register. And the contest is limited to just 12 contestants. So I don't know if they're going to have tryouts or if it's first come, first serve, or what the deal is. The contest is in celebration of Pine Island's 3,000 acres of hearty onions that are famous throughout America. Now, if you want to find out more, I have a phone number. And I bet you that if you typed Pine Island Onion Eating Contest into Google, that you would get all the information, too. But you could find out more by calling Russell at 845-258-4792. So it's a great opportunity to listen to Jimmy Sturr and the band do some great old-time music and watch people eat onions. Oh, what a crazy thing. So anyway, I just had that in my email this week, and I thought I would share that with you. And now that that's done, we'll get to Jolly Stan Lee. I assume this is not the Stan Lee of Marvel Comics fame that came up with all those great comic book characters, because that was Stan Lee, too. This is Jolly Stan Lee. I'm pretty sure it's a different guy. Here's the Laughing Polka.
Hey, hey, it's Vesuvius Starsh and his orchestra! A record! Come on!
Oh, my goodness. They certainly had fun with that one. Jolly Stan Lee Orchestra there, the Laughing Polka here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Really, with that record, you couldn't possibly call that anything other than the Laughing Polka now, could you, huh? All right, on the way, we have Ted Bonk and the Polka Tops and the Three Musketeers Polka here at Tim Zumpa Hour. There you go, the Three Musketeers Polka. It's Ted Bonk and the Polka Tops here at Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show where we're glad you're along for another show playing great. Old-time music is what we do here on the show each and every week. And, of course, you can hear us all over the country, actually, on various radio stations and webcasts and web streams and all sorts of stuff. And it's really cool if you take a moment and contact whoever you're listening to this through, whether it's a radio station or whatever. Give them a call, drop an email, and tell them, hey, thanks for carrying the Oompa Hour, because we're really digging that old-time music, you know. Larry Chesky on the way with the High Toots Polka coming up here. But I did want to mention the World of Accordions Museum before I got into that. They have over 1,400 accordions and concertinas on display. They have a vast collection of memorabilia, music, research materials. They have special workshops. They have concerts. They have musical presentations. And they have the world's only school where they teach you to repair piano accordions. And you want to check it out. They're located in Superior, Wisconsin on Belknap Street there. Great if you're passing through the area, or if you're in the area, nice day trip for you to check it out. The World of Accordions Museum, it's in the Harrington Arts Center in Superior, and you can find out more at www.accordionworld.org on the interwebs, or just give them a call at 715-395-ARTS, which is 2787. Find out more. Cool place to visit. Really an amazing thing. If you like old-time music or just an interesting museum or a fun educational tourist stop, check it out. Harrington Arts Center, a World of Accordions Museum in Superior, Wisconsin. Hey, tell them you heard it about on the Oompa Hour. And they'll probably be very bewildered. But anyway, check them out, won't you? I told you, Larry Chesky coming up. Here's the High Toots Polka on Tim's Oompa Hour. See, I read this and I see High Toots Polka, because when you see T-O-O-T-S, you naturally say Toots. However, I always say to the wife, High Toots, So that's one of those words that could be pronounced toots or toots, I think. And since it's an instrumental song, you could pronounce it however you want. Nobody's going to argue with you. But anyway, Larry Chesky and the band here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. And moving right along, we're just going to keep cramming the old-time music in here. I do have to find a waltz for the show today. I haven't come to a waltz in the record stack for today, but we'll dig one up. Jerry Smith, though, is on the way next. This is Papa Joe's Polka. My goodness, that seemed like an extremely fast record. I was not ready for that to be done yet. I was sitting here at the console playing air piano, actually. That's why, because it was only a minute 48 seconds. How do they expect you to be ready when that's over? Jerry Smith there, Papa Joe's Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show, and it's the Brown Bottle Polka on the way next. Louis Bashel and his Silk Umbrella Orchestra. Ooh, sounds very classy. There you go, Louis Bashell there and his Silk Umbrella Orchestra. Here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldie show, that was the Brown Bottle Polka. And, man, I don't feel like babbling along about a lot of pointless things today. I just want to keep on chugging through the great records today. I don't know what's the deal with that, but I told you we had to get a waltz in here today, and I have one, Little Wally here, and the Polka All-Stars Orchestra with the Tululu Waltz. So just slow down a little bit, okay? There you go, a little waltz and a little Wally music for you. Here at Tim's Oompa Hour, it is your old-time oldie show. And, man, I had to run down and answer the phone. I'm all out of breath now. Boy, I'm telling you, this is a lot of work sometimes. Here we are, almost through August. Can you believe that, ladies and gentlemen? Back to school shopping is underway. People are looking at notebooks. People are doing stuff. People, you know what's weird to me? Is when you go in the store, they all have spiral notebooks on sale. You know, the way you can tear out the pages with little wire spirals in the end. And from what I know from shopping for my kids, like, well, a long time ago, and shopping for my grandkids today, most teachers on the list of things you need to get for school will say no spiral notebooks allowed because they don't want you turning in assignments with all those fuzzy, frilly page ends that rip off and make a big mess when they're correcting the papers. And the stores don't seem to grasp that because they always have the spiral notebooks on sale. Just, it's a weird thing to me. But anyway, have fun back to school shopping. Maybe you're doing that right now while you're listening to the show. You certainly could be. And I have Eddie Wojcik now and the Bartender Polka. And I could think of no clever way to tie bartending into polkaing and back to school shopping. But here we go with Eddie Wojcik, a Tim's Oompa Hour.
And then he throws you out. Is he a man?
Is he a man?
Is he a mouse?
Is he a mouse?
It's time we had.
It's time we had.
One on the house.
One on the house.
Is he a man?
Is he a man?
Is he a mouse?
Is he a mouse?
It's time we had.
It's time we had.
One on the house.
One on the house.
Hey! friends. When I ask him for a drink, that's where friendship ends. Is he a man?
Is he a man?
Is he a mouse?
Is he a mouse?
It's time we had.
It's time we had.
One on the house.
One on the house.
Is he a man?
Is he a man?
Is he a mouse?
Is he a mouse?
It's time we had.
It's time we had.
One on the house.
One on the house.
One for the road, he says you had your share. Is he a man?
Is he a man?
Is he a mouse?
Is he a mouse?
It's time we had.
It's time we had.
One on the house.
One on the house.
Is he a man?
Is he a man?
Is he a mouse?
Is he a mouse?
It's time we had.
It's time we had.
One on the house.
One on the house.
Hey! They call him Jolly Jack. You buy and buy and buy and buy. He never buys one back. Is he a man?
Is he a man?
Is he a mouse?
Is he a mouse?
It's time we had.
It's time we had.
One on the house.
One on the house.
Is he a man?
Is he a man?
Is he a mouse?
Is he a mouse?
It's time we had.
It's time we had.
One on the house.
One on the house.
Hey!
Wild number there. I heard some of you singing along out there, too. That's one of those great audience participation kind of records. Here at Tim Zumpa Hour, it is your old-time oldie show. Spinning great old-time records for you once again this week, like we do each and every week. And now another golden oldie, because this record goes back to 1946, and I actually wrote on it with a pencil that it's very good many years ago, so it must be. It's Ray Henry and his orchestra. Here's the Sugar Baby Polka.
We'll be right back.
Another one of those records, just so darn enthusiastic. They just sound like they're having a ball playing that one. That's the Sugar Baby Polka, Ray Henry and his orchestra. And that record goes back to 1946. So that's turning back the hands of time just a little bit there. All right, well, now let's jump ahead here. I swear this one says 1987 on it. Wow, that seems so new. That's 41 years newer than the record we just played, right? 46, 56, 66, 76, 86, 90. Wait a minute. 46, 56, 66, 76, 86. Yeah, that's 41 years new. That's talk about a time warp. Man, I am just not impressed now when other people say they can time warp. Man, we just went 41 years. Here's Ray Conkle and the band and the Four Beers Polka on Tim's Oompa Hour. Conkle and the orchestra here at Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show, spinning you great old-time records like we do every week here on the show. And I always have to kind of remind myself to remind you that you can always get in touch with us, too. Best way via email, of course. It's just oompahour@mail.com. And if you have a request or a question, or you're trying to track down a song or a band, or you want to make a dedication or play a song for your anniversary or whatever the case might be, feel free to shoot us an email. Again, that's oompahour@mail.com. And also, we're on that Facebook thing, too. You can check that out. It's just facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. And as usual, I just don't update that stuff on the interwebs as often as I should, but you're welcome to stop by and say hi and like us on Facebook, as they say. And you never know. Might have something important to say someday. It's hard to tell, but anyway, we would appreciate if you would stop by and check out Tim's Oompa Hour on Facebook. All right, back to the tunes, the Bluebird Polka. Here's Joe Timmer and his orchestra.
Hey.
All right, there you have it. That's the Bluebird Polka, Joe Timmer and his orchestra here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Spinning great old-time records for you like we do every week here on the program. On the way next, a record I can read the title, can't pronounce the band. We'll see how bad we butcher that right after we do this.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention. The International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
All right, now I have no idea how to pronounce this one, and I feel bad because it looks like it's going to be a great record, which I base on the fact that it's made out of black vinyl and very shiny, so it's going to play very well. Good Luck Charlie Polka is the name of the song, and the name is pronounced N-A, so Na, Z-D-R-O-W-I-E, Na. Drowie, I think. I don't believe the Z is pronounced. I don't know what I'm talking about. But anyway, here's the Good Luck Charlie Polka. I have a feeling you're pooped after dancing to that one. Good Luck Charlie Polka by Nadrawi, we'll say. I'm not clear on the pronunciation there, but it was a great record nonetheless. Here on Tim's Oompa Hour, it's your old-time oldies show. And after that, it'll be a welcome moment now to move on to a record I can pronounce as we go to a great Marv Herzog tune. And this is actually the Roly Coaster Polka. Not Roller Coaster, but Roly Poster Coaster Polka. Oh, sure, I could say it, but I can't say it, if you know what I mean. It says here the concertina just goes wild on this one, so let's find out. Thank you. that's the Raleigh Coaster Polka, Marv Herzog, here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show as we kind of get down toward the end of another program here. I remind you, you can always drop us an email to oompahour@mail.com if you have the opportunity. We'd love to hear from you. And I think we have time to sneak in another tune here before we wrap it up for another week. It's Ray Soika on vocals with the Al Soika Orchestra and the Oh Honey, I Love You Polka.
Kochanko, ja cię kocham. Oh honey, how I love you. Złap mnie ścieżka, przytul mnie. Tak mi kochać dziś się chcę. Kochanko, ja cię kocham. Kochanko, ja cię kocham. Oh honey, how I love you. Całuj, ściskaj, cały mnie. Jak całujesz mnie dobrze. Kochanko, ja cię kocham. Kochanko, ja cię kocham. Oh honey, how I love you. Powiedz honey, że mnie chcesz, że się moją zostaniesz. Kochanko, ja cię kocham. Kochanko, ja cię kocham. Oh honey, how I love you. Trzymaj, ściskaj, przytul mnie. Ja tak mocno to lubię. Kochanko, ja cię kocham.
Wow, another incredibly fast record here on the Oompa Hour. I was expecting another verse there, but I guess, hey, that's the way it goes sometimes, you know. Been another busy show, and by gosh, we invite you to come back next week and join us again for another round of Tim's Oompa Hour, as they used to say on that great old TV show featuring the Cape Crusaders of Batman and Robin. We'll see you next week. Same bat time, same bat channel.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim's Oompa Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in Bovee, Minnesota, and brought to you by the International Polka Association and the World of Accordions Museum. We'll be back and start all over again next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody!